I'm Nate Wagensbeck, and this is your fall sports recap from Craig, Colorado. Maffa County hasn't seen its best fall. Most high school teams have struggled against 3A Western Slope League competition. The Bulldogs football team has yet to win a game, giving up over 50 points three straight weeks. They sit at 0-4, heading into a home game against Eagle Valley Friday. Likewise, the high school volleyball and boys soccer teams have struggled to find wins. The volleyball team is 2-11 this season with wins over Aspen and Basalt, while the boys soccer team is 0-4-1 so far. Four of those games were on the road, and the next five for the Bulldogs will take place at home, starting with a visit from Vail Mountain Saturday at Maffa County High School. The Bulldogs will need to make their push for the playoffs starting then. The Maffa County High School girls cross country team has been the bright spot this fall. The Harriers from Craig placed in the top half of every meet this year, including wins at home at Lottie Simpson Park and at the Grand Junction Central Invitational. Senior Brenna Sisko led the way and looks like a contender to place in the top 10 at the state meet for the second straight year. With a huge group of sophomores finding their legs in racing, the boys cross country team is also on the uptick. Ashley Suits, Stephen Walls, Remy Cope, Andrew Kice, and Isaac Chacon have all improved by over 2 minutes since last year and have the Bulldogs setting their sights on the state meet as well. It's been a great fall for the younger Bulldogs at Craig Middle School. The 7th and 8th grade football teams are both undefeated this season, most recently picking up wins against Meeker and Hayden. They travel to Rifle this weekend to try and keep those win streaks alive. Middle school volleyball has been great as well against the regional competition from Northwest Colorado and Southern Wyoming. Their next games come against Steamboat at home next Saturday, October 5th. Thanks for tuning in. This is Nate Wagensbeck for Craig Sportscast.